old business, and it's case number 11,348. And we were waiting on pictures to be sent in. Did you receive?
Yeah, just passing down, they're coming down their little booklet of pictures.
Okay.
The record was left open for the photographs on March 24th of 2014.
Right.
And there's pictures, external, internal, the whole works.
Okay.
More than what we normally get, actually. They show the elevation, front side rear, internal, interior, everything.
And that's what we needed.
They even took a picture of the roof and stood on it to take the picture, it looks like.
Picture of the roof?
I think it has some rails and this on the back deck, but that doesn't count anyway.
Okay.
The pictures are in the process of being passed down the way.
That might have been the quickest cell tower we've heard.
A long time.
I was just gonna say, gentlemen, I didn't think they presented it well.
Might be a need for it. A lot of that white area was Indian River.
Wow.
Some of the white area was. Some of the green was, the Indian River was covered with green when it came, showed that second one.
That's a nice.
It's mostly the.
You know what?
The woods where that nature center, nature area is on Route 24, most of what that white was.
Beautiful too.
I've gotten so that I use my, my cell phone for navigation on the boat.
We're leaving this as open, aren't we?
That works good until you drop it in the water.
Yeah.
I did last summer fishing.
Did you?
Yeah, in certain pockets, you know, right along, we had a bump, that was.
I put one.
Oh, shit, there you go.
On the plastic bag.
Yeah, we left it open.
What's that?
Well, that is, I thought about all kinds of things, after the water, even after the fact, you know, put my lips, my little box, whatever.
These phones are $700 now.
Bad thing about that, fished all day and they catch fish too now, then lose your cell phone, I mean, that was a good day. Couldn't even drink any 7-Up I said.
Hey, you guys have all these modern phones. You guys have all these modern phones, I have one.
I still got one in kind, you crank it home when them phones you pick up and crank it, that's what I got, I'm still in there. Yeah, in them old days. Yeah, I'm on the party line, you pick it up.
We've done that before.
Well, I'm disappointed tonight.
Dale, you probably still got your first bag phone.
Yes, I have, believe it or not.
I'm disappointed Mr. Mills tonight didn't.
It is, it's so good, I can pull up and get right in the bag and put there.
Tell me what the score was. Kentucky or?
Kentucky, go win.
They didn't tell me.
Could be over by now.
Normally tells.
Should be.
Long as the meeting's been.
All right, gentlemen, is everybody?
Yeah, that looks fine to me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve case number 348.
Okay.
That the special use exception, the applicant has presented us with the request of a picture of their mobile home, and the testimony, the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,348. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,348 is approved. Gentlemen, I believe that's everything on the agenda, but I have two things. I'll be very quick, only an hour, but I'd like to put on the agenda for May the 5th. I would like that we can discuss the variances on the height.
Building height workshop.
Building height workshop. I'd like to have that to put on the variance, or I mean on the meeting. It won't take long, but I have something I'd like to discuss, and that's as far as I can go with my thing.
Yeah, I'd like to get a consensus.
No, we're going to have to put it on and get so we can have it for the May the 5th meeting.
Right.
We can put on as public.
Take care of it, put on there for me.
Put on as public business after all the public hearings.
So yep. Put additional business.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Additional business.
Yes, if you would, please. Gentlemen, that's all that I have.
Oh, you know.
I can't bring the other one. I can't put it on that agenda.
No, that's right.
You can't. Yeah, I have to do that outside here. Okay.
You want to eat somewhere?
Yep. We're open for adjournment.
I thought you had a couple things.
Well, one of them, I don't think I could bring out here on the floor. I guess, again, I want to talk about having a meeting. Like, you know, we had after having lunch, we all wanted to get together maybe once a month. Can we do that? And invite Jamie, Lawrence, and Jenna.
You have to post it if you have more than three. Three or more.
Right. Just a little, you know, we'll get together once a month or something, or once every other month.
So you have to post it?
We'll eat separate tables.
You have to post it. No, you eat at separate tables? Can't do much about that.
We'd have to post it.
If there's three of you together, it's considered a quorum.
Quorum.
It's a meeting,
right.
So you have to be posted.
Sean, we blew.
You go to the races and you're all three at the races. If you don't see each other, it's all right.
But if you do, I just thought it'd be something to bring up. You know, we all could.
I've seen it in the public before. I just walked the other way.
You know, like to have a little something to get, you know, just maybe get together once in a while.
Yeah, it's really. That really pushes it though, you know. Get invited to a party, not even knowing the other five are going, four are going to be there, and all
that. That's
right.
I was just saying what happens.
So we can't do that. The Cali Christmas party.
Why can't we do that?
They said you got to post it, but if it's over, what, five?
It is posted.
Probably not.
I think the big thing is whether any public business is discussed, right. and that would be right. board matters.
Huh?
That'd be basically if any board matters or any public business that could come before the board would be discussed.
So the onus would be on the accuser to prove that we discussed business.
Yeah. I know the Attorney General's office has taken a kind of a harder line approach on that. But, I mean, if it's something you all are interested in, I can look at seeing how we can make it happen.
Yeah, well, we are.
You know,
bring
it
back for, like, May the 5th.
Why don't we put that on the agenda for May the 5th as an item, okay, as additional business, and we can see if what we can do about it.
Well,
I'll look at it in the meantime.
Like, you know, every quarter, every, you know, couple, just a little get-together.
Who would you put that on? Quorum? Def line quorum or whatever?
Quorum discussion.
And if it can't happen, I know that John and our chairman will invite themselves and we're out. That's it.
Wow. I didn't realize there was that much problem.
No,
with
I
it.
Didn't know there was that much to it either. No. But it,
well,
that's they bring
they,
up that.
Well, I had
them
put down here for him to do it with, said. For instance, there was in the meeting night.
Well,
they bring it up on May the 5th, and Jamie said he would for us. He'd have to advertise it or put it up there.
Yeah.
All right, then. Gentlemen, then that will be it then.
Thank God we got to our attorney there.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to do it. You know, I didn't really need that much problem.
I'd rather been.
Okay, meeting adjourned.